So we're going to clear the stage. It's going to take a couple of minutes for the sound crew, a wonderful sound crew, a new sound crew, better than ever, to change everything over. Stretch your legs, get something to eat. That's important. And we're going to be back with Nancy, Nolan, Blake. 5 minutes.
With Norman Blake. I found those off. We've had them for a while in our bluegrass and folk section. And this morning, Norman was on the Hometown Opry, and I met Nancy, his lovely wife. And I'd heard the introduction, Norman and his lovely wife Nancy, all week. And when I saw her, I mean, her face just lit up, and I thought, she is a lovely lady. And she's just as talented as she is lovely. I was watching her backstage. She didn't know I was watching, but she's like, she doesn't walk. It's like she dances across the ground. And I'm not joking, and you'll probably see that throughout the festival. But I think they're just about ready. Are you ready, Norman? Okay, they're just about ready. Told the only joke I know. Now I'm in trouble. Tell you what, can I step out in front of this speaker without causing any feedback? Okay, I'm going to try it. Hold on to your ears here. There we go. Step right over here on the far end. There's a man here. Is that a short sleeve shirt?
Yes, sir.
Tell you what. You look like you're ready for the weather, though.
I'm ready.
What's your name?
Ed Johnson.
Ed, where are you from?
Wilkesboro.
Oh, you're a hometown man. I've never seen you before.
Oh, you have.
Have I?
This is my wife, Juanita.
Well, I've seen her, but I've never seen you.
They have daughter, Carol.
I've seen her 100,000 times, but where do you keep yourself?
I've been around.
Have you shaved recently or something?
Yeah, I believe we did this morning. Yeah.
That's what it is, by George. I didn't know you were kin to them. You're from Kentucky or someplace, because you guys bring friends down from Kentucky. You're from Kentucky. Maryland, that's close.
Yeah.
Who will?
Friends from Kentucky will be here on Sunday.
So I knew you had friends from Kentucky, I'll tell you what. What's your favorite part about the festival so far?
All of it. I just like it all.
Yeah. We're just getting started, man. You're going to be naked running around shouting for joy, Tom. This is all over with. We're just getting going good. And I believe they're just about ready. Very, very close. How many folks here have had toasted chestnuts or roasted chestnuts? Everybody? I can't believe it. Everybody tonight, or have you had them before tonight? Before tonight. There we go. You really are in short sleeves, man. I can't believe it. You do have shorts, but you stand in the spotlight a lot, Micah. That's kind of like standing in front of an incubator. Well, he does. This is Micah. He's our sound guy at the Hometown Opry radio show that we do every Friday, and he's doing the sound tonight with all the guys he has working with him, and they do an incredible job, as you've already heard, as you'll hear throughout the weekend. And without a good sound man, you can't have a good show. Let's give them all a hand, because they really do deserve it. They've been out here all day today getting everything ready, and probably even before today. They're really the unsung heroes. They keep everything going and the sound going on, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of talent to get it just right, and they really do. I'm trying to think of another joke. I had some good ones, man. I had them on my bedroom. I had some good ad-libs, too. I left them on my dresser. Oh, you want to do that? Should we do that? All right. This is something that we just started last week. Whenever I do a radio show during the week here in town, and at the Hometown Opry, it's every Friday morning at 7 o'clock. And if you're not from around here, we have at Mitten Music and Pawn, they have built a studio inside the Music and Pawn shop. And what every Friday morning, we get together with a live bluegrass band. And, I mean, we have bands from all, Rhonda Vincent's been there, Ricky Skaggs, Norman Blake and Tut Taylor have been there, and lovely Nancy right here who's on stage, Doc Watson, just a ton of people. And we have a different band every week, and I think Mike Palmer has this thing booked all the way through July of next year. But we all get together, have about 80 to 100 people in the studio audience. It's all free. The bands play for free. Even Ricky and Rhonda and Doc, they all come down for free. It's like this. It's a time for friends to get together and have a good time. And last week, we started something different. We had this Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's a nationwide celebration when everybody's supposed to talk like a pirate. And we got on the radio early that morning saying, "Har!" The only thing I know pirate says, "Har!" And at the Hometown Opry, something just happened, and it worked out. Whenever we got to a point, a crescendo, when we were really excited, and we had all of the excitement that we could stand, I just shout, "Law have mercy, I got a har in my mouth." And everybody in the audience hollers, "Har!" just as loud as they can. And it's just a good feeling, isn't it? Not Carol. Jerry, have you ever hollered har in the past 2 weeks? He has. Let's try it one time tonight, because during this festival, from time to time, you're going to hear that expression. And when you hear it, if you're feeling just as much excitement and happiness and musical contentment that you can stand, holler har. So when you ever hear this expression, holler har, let's try it one time as a test. I think they're just about ready. Law have mercy, I got a har in my mouth. Oh, that sounds real good. Got a bunch of pirates here. I think we're just about ready, and I think I do have a har in my mouth. I didn't mean that. The man from Charlotte in 96 South Carolina and Florida is really paying attention, I'll tell you what. I bet he made good marks in school, too. What does that say? No, I can't. Richard says he has a shirt on with the most famous place there are. He said, "Where is this place?"
Metin Music and Palm. Everybody come. I go down there every Friday. I go to church three times a week. On Friday, I go to Hometown Opry, and it's really exciting. Then we go on Wednesday night, and then we go on Sunday morning to see you be all geared up. You sing, dance, and let your heart just jump with joy. Right?
You better believe it, man. Jerry said for saying that, you get everything that you've pawned out for free. You don't have to pay for it. That's a good deal. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we are ready. If you would, please, just sit back and enjoy Norman and Nancy Blake. And Tut Taylor's on the way.